With us right now, Todd Pritchard from Wisconsin Emergency Management. 4th of July week and the upcoming weekend. A lot of things to think about as far as staying safe, especially if fireworks are involved or if gas grills and charcoal grills are involved. There's a lot of ways to get hurt.
Well, there sure are a lot of ways to get hurt. And I think so many of these injuries are so preventable. You know, if we just take some very simple precautions to keep yourself and your family safe, I think, you know, we can all have a really great time and still be able to get through it safely.
It's hard to believe, but some of these statistics that you provided, 9,600 fireworks-related injuries in the emergency rooms in 2011, and last year's, I guess, aren't even tallied up yet, but that's a lot of people getting hurt.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Those are numbers from all across the country, but it really gives you a snapshot of the kind of injuries that folks suffer throughout a 4th of July, and, you know, it's so tragic. So many of those injuries, about a quarter of those, are children. They're folks that are under the age of 15. And many of them are either burns or lacerations just from not taking proper precautions with fireworks. And, you know, I think the thing that sometimes happens is we think, well, you know, we bought the fireworks from a store, they're safe, they're approved, they're not illegal, they're totally fine to use. But even legal fireworks can be very, very dangerous and lead to a lot of injuries. You know, you've really got to take precautions, really be careful when you're shooting those off.
One thing I remember from my own childhood is there's no such thing as cold sparklers. They may seem like there's nothing happening, but those kids grab them in the wrong place like I did, you're going to burn your fingers.
Oh, I did that a ton of times, too. And I don't think any of us really realize that, you know, those sparklers are giving off at some point about 1,200 degrees heat. So, and obviously, when they go out, they're still very hot. You know, one thing I would suggest to folks, and the technology is there now, go out and get those glow sticks. Kids love them. They love running around with them. They love throwing them around. There's no heat involved, there's no chemicals, there's nothing. If you just crack the stick, it starts glowing and the kids have fun. So I'd rather point folks in that direction than the sparklers and those kind of things.
Still, the safest way to see fireworks is let the professionals put the show on, right?
You know, absolutely. It's safe, it's fun, and I think that is the best way to look at it. If you're going to do it yourself and have some fireworks, there are some really good, just simple things to do. You know, one thing, which is just common sense, is just to make sure you have a bucket of water or a garden hose nearby, some sort of water to extinguish anything that gets out of control. Obviously, make sure the parents, the adults, are doing the lighting of the fireworks. Don't let kids light fireworks. That's where so many of those injuries occur. Make sure the area is clear. Make sure you're away from your house. I mean, the stunning information that we found when we were doing some of this research was that there are so many house fires associated with fireworks every year, and millions and millions of dollars of damage that's done. So if you're going to be shooting off fireworks, make sure you're well away from any kind of home structures. Obviously, you want to be away from anything that's flammable, like, you know, gas that you keep in your garage or anything like that.
While we're on the topic of keeping the home from starting on fire, it seems like at least one time every summer, usually on a holiday weekend, we have to report a story about somebody's charcoal grill or gas grill catching the deck or the house on fire.
Yeah, absolutely. And so many communities around the state prohibit you using grills on decks and, you know, and that kind of thing. I think it's always a great idea if you can put your grill in a place that is simple to get to, but is not really on the deck of the house, that it's going to really prevent some problems. If it could be a, you know, a concrete slab that's or some other flat surface that's a little further away from the house. You're right. There's always those incidents where you're so close to a structure and it catches on fire, and literally just millions of dollars of damage. And sometimes we lose lives that way too, obviously, and injuries. So, if you can do that, that's a great idea.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Well, I just hope everyone has a safe time, has a fun time, and I think you hit it right on the head. You know, let the professionals do the fireworks for you. Go find a great location, get that blanket out, get the bug spray, it looks like our weather's going to be pretty decent for the 4th of July. So, if you can, just sit back, ooh and ah all you want to, but let the pros handle it and keep yourself safe.